Revelation versus wicked devices. Revelation versus wicked devices. Revelation versus wicked devices. In Job chapter 5, verse 12. Job chapter 5, verse 12. Revelation versus wicked devices. Job 5:12. And you do well to listen to this very carefully. Job 5:12 says, "It disappointed the devices of the crafty, so that their hands cannot perform their enterprise." If you have found that scripture, can you read it loud and clear where you are? There is somebody in this meeting today. Every device of the crafty against your life shall be disappointed. It disappointed the devices of the crafty. Then their hands can no longer perform their enterprise. In Jeremiah chapter 11, verse 18. Jeremiah 11, 18 to 19. Jeremiah 11, 18 to 19. "And the Lord had given me knowledge of it, and I knew it. Then shows me their doings. But I was like a lamb or an ox that is brought to the slaughter. And I knew not that they had devised devices against me, saying, 'Let us destroy the tree with the fruit thereof, and let us cut it off from the land of the living, that his name may be no more remembered.'" You can see the device they have devised against that prophet. They say, "Let us destroy the tree with the fruit thereof. Let us cut him off from the land of the living, so that his name may be no more remembered." I'm praying for somebody here. Any power that wants to destroy your tree and your fruit, any power that wants to cut you off from the land of the living, any power that does not want your name to be remembered anymore, shall die suddenly in the name of Jesus. Let your amen roar like thunder. Revelation versus wicked devices. Now listen to me very, very carefully. Revelation is an unveiling, a making known. Revelation makes known the mind of God to man. Revelation is the ancestor of manifestation. I pray that the Lord will open your eyes here today, and you will receive miracles that will shock your enemies and surprise your friends. Close your eyes and say this loud and clear. Every Uzziah of my father's house, blinding my eyes, die! In the name of Jesus. Command Uzziah to die. In Jesus' name we pray. Every man who has an information from the Almighty will always be an overcomer. Information from the Almighty is a revelation. There is an information that you need from heaven to make your life to be catapulted to its next level. There is a compass you need from heaven to show you where you are going. That compass is what we call revelation. The more you pray, the more you discover. And the more you discover, the more you recover. And the more you recover, the more successful you become. You need an information about your life. There is a secret from heaven that you need in the battle of life. I pray for somebody here. You will experience a midnight manifestation that will catapult your destiny and change your story. Jacob had a manifestation in the night. Paul and Silas was at midnight. There was a manifestation. I pray once again that you will experience a midnight manifestation that will catapult your destiny. And I will change your story. Not only that, I'm praying for somebody as well. And this prayer is an arrow of the Holy Spirit specifically targeted to meet you at the point of your need. If your amen can be loud and clear, you will see the instant manifestation. Amen. Amen. The prayer is this. Every midnight wickedness assigned against your life shall expire. In the name of Jesus. Let your amen be loud and clear. Pasopokatende aboshende rabba. In the name of Jesus. Not only that, every hand raised in violence against you shall wither. In the name of Jesus. Revelation illuminates and will bring knowledge. Will bring to your knowledge the important decoded mysteries of God. Revelation makes you to discover those secret things about your life, your destiny, your environment, the people around you. Revelation gives you sound information about proper warfare. It is possible to train a soldier how to handle a gun very well. It is possible for a soldier to be an expert at using his weapon. But he is a useless soldier who cannot even identify the enemy. He's also a useless soldier who does not recognize when the enemy has changed his tactics. Special announcement. Any child of the devil that is going into secret cult, going into secret society, going into the occult against anyone here. Special announcement to those people. I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to those people. Wherever they are. Whether in the village, or in the cities, or underneath the tree. Special announcement to them. Any child of the devil going into secret cult, going into evil society, going to the occult, against any child of God here, you better begin to write your will and prepare your will keeping. Because the God of Elijah shall disgrace you. Listen, our life and our destiny is affected by evil princes of the unseen world. The powers that are here to bless and those that are here to hinder, they are unseen powers. They are here, but you can't see them. There's an unseen realm in life. Our destiny and our life, they are affected by these mighty powers of darkness. Don't deceive yourself. Don't let any pastor deceive you. Jesus himself identified that there is a particular power called the strong man. If anybody is qualified to call anybody strong, it's only Jesus. There are strong powers of darkness. Our lives, our welfare, our destiny is affected by evil spirits who rule this world. They are affected by what the Bible calls spiritual wickedness in heavenly places. There is an invisible society of spirits behind all visible occurrences in this world. Anything that is happening physically in this world, there are invisible society of spirits behind them. Don't deceive yourself. That what you cannot see, you cannot believe. It's pride. Don't read your science above your brain. There are levels of happenings and operation that is beyond the human brain. But proud men will not understand it. There are invisible society of spirits all around us. Whether it's good or bad, fortunate or unfortunate, there are aspects of life that occur as a result of the good and evil spirits that are affecting us. There are sympathetic and hostile spirits fighting against each other and against us. That's why it's dangerous to go to darkness to seek for help, because darkness can never fight darkness. And the devil has no free gift for anybody. The devil operates a primitive trade by barter. There are certain invisible cosmic beings which exist below God, but above us, that have the power to disrupt the man, the human life and perpetrate evil against human beings. They have the power to wreak havoc. And it's a very serious matter. A white lady was saying something. She was present when the tsunami storms and waves came and destroyed lives. She was there the previous night. And she went to the market with her friend. And they met an old woman, a fortune teller, who will look at your palm and begin to talk. The child of the devil. So out of curiosity, this white girl gave her hand. And the woman looked at her palm and said, "Ah, you're a very lucky girl." So, "But tomorrow, don't go to the beach. Danger is coming." So they knew that problem was coming to destroy. Spirits that wreak havoc. And unless these spirits are arrested, unless we persistently and forcefully oppose them, unless we drop our ice cream Christianity, unless we drop our dancing all Sunday Christianity, unless we drop our chairman of this harvest, chairman of that bazaar Christianity, we are in for serious trouble from powers that we do not understand or we have not even mastered. So what I'm saying to you, all of you who are gathered here today, that whether you like it or not, spiritual warfare is unavoidable. That's why many churches who were not praying before are now praying MFM prayers. They have now seen that spiritual warfare is unavoidable. The history of failure and warfare can be summarized in two words. Too late. Too late. Too late in preparation. Too late in recognizing the potential danger of the enemy. Too late in mobilizing forces for the attack. I'm praying for all of you who are gathered there this morning that it will not be too late for you in Jesus' name. We need the revelation knowledge. We need ability to see so that we can pray sharp shooting prayers. If there is anything you want from the Lord now, "Oh Lord, open my eyes. Open my eyes." So when He opens those eyes, you will see things. There are prayers you could pray, and you find yourself inside a witchcraft meeting. And you can see what they are planning and see what they are doing. So once you know their plan, then you know what to do. This was what Elisha was doing for that king. Anytime they were planning something, Elisha knew what they were planning. That's why I'm going to pray for you one prayer that our ancient fathers in the Lord taught us. They will pray for you like this, that may you be wiser than your enemies. In the name of Jesus. Let your amen roar like fire. It is revelation that makes you wiser than your enemies. Makes you wiser. Ability to hear, to speak, and see is a great asset in spiritual warfare. When I was a very, very young Christian, I had participated in many useless prayer meetings. I've participated as a prayer bat in many prayer meetings. Prayer bat is somebody who is just praying, we cannot see anything. There was one like that. They rushing this girl to our prayer meeting. "Hey, my stomach, my stomach, my stomach." She was rolling on the floor. The mother too brought her, said, "Pray, pray, pray, pray." We started praying. The more we prayed, the worse it became. Until one of us, whose eye was a little bit open, said, "Gentlemen, come. Let's ask this lady what's wrong with her stomach. Because I have a feeling we are not binding a demon here. Because God told me that she has just aborted. And the abortion has been wrongly done." So we now ask, "Did you abort?" "Say yes, this morning." "Where?" "Chemist." "When did they begin to carry out abortion at chemist?" So quickly, say, take her away. Bottom line, she died that night. The only child of her parents. The trouble with not seeing and not having revelation is that you will be frustrated in the altar of prayer.
There are two major days in the life of a man. The day in heaven or hell, and the day on earth. The day in heaven or hell is the day when God or satanic hosts make decisions about you and your life. This is the spiritual original of all progress or problems. For anything to happen on earth, there must have been a plan in the spiritual realm. The day on earth is the day of the physical manifestation of the decision of heaven or hell made about you. So what you do about day one is determined by the revelation you receive. If you have received spiritual revelation of visions, dreams, word of knowledge, you can intervene spiritually and do warfare at that point and cancel it. Once you cancel it at that level, there is no manifestation on earth. This is why we need the Holy Spirit, who guides, who hears, who speaks, who shows things to come, who tells us secret things. I pray that before you leave this place today, every device of the wicked against you shall be revealed. And the device shall be cancelled. In the name of Jesus. So much about revelation. Devices. A device is a deceptive plan. A device is a tool or instrument that is cleverly thought out. A device is a plan or a trick that is used to get something that somebody wants. A device is a method of doing something to produce a particular result or effect. A device is like a bomb or an explosive that will explode and destroy. Devices in the spirit realm are deadly, and they are not easily detected. And in some cases, they are not easy to destroy. And in many ways, they have destroyed lives and destroyed destinies. That is why you need that revelation knowledge to be able to know what device the enemy is manufacturing against you and to deal with them. This is why, immediately we finish this message, there are 14 strange prayers I'm going to ask you to pray. It's important you pray those prayers, even if you don't understand the prayers. The devil has many devices that he's using against people these days. To some people, he provokes and incites them to take wrong actions. To some people, it will take away the seed of God from their heart. To some people, it will transform into an angel of light in order to lead them astray. To some people, it will tempt them away from the path of righteousness. To some people, it will condemn and accuse them until they feel unworthy or worthless. To some people, just like Ananias and Sapphira, it will fill their heart with lies to keep back that which is devoted to God. To some people, it will incite them into sin, knowing that the sin will push them far away from the Almighty. To some people, like Peter, he wants to sift them to get rid of their faith and make them feel that God no longer answers prayers. To some people, he wants to initiate them by force and control them by force. To some people, he causes them to ignore the warning voice of God. To some people, it makes them to fight spiritual war with physical weapons. To some people, it distracts them from reading their Bibles, draws their attention to unhelpful things. To some people, it makes them lazy and lukewarm in prayer, so they become easy prey to the enemy. To some people, it prevents them from paying their tithes regularly, so that the devourers will have legal authority to operate. To some people, he uses the weapon of discouragement. To some people, he will send them seducing spirits, like Samson. And after the seducing spirits, he will send in the witchcraft barbers to barb their hair. To some people, he uses unbelief against them. To some people, makes them to hide their problems and wear a mask as if there is no problem. To some people, he poisons their thoughts. So their thoughts will be the lawyer they have hired against themselves. To some people, it will send contrary winds against them. To some people,
will now wage direct warfare. Direct. Not hiding. Direct warfare. That's why any dream of seeing yourself in the court of judgment should be taken seriously. Because in the covenant court, you cannot hire a senior advocate to defend you. Your relatives may not be helpful. They may even be members of the covenant. There is nobody who is going to help you to get out of their spiritual black maria once you are in that court. So this is why dreams of being summoned by aggressive people standing trial in court should not be taken lightly. I decree upon somebody here that every covenant summon against your spirit man will be scattered to pieces. He shall be scattered. 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 In the name of Jesus. Direct attack. The enemy sometimes comes to people and wants to directly drink their blood. So any dream of losing your blood should not be taken lightly. Blood can be spiritually withdrawn. Such a person will now feel lifeless, feeling suicidal, will have sicknesses that would defy medicine, that be confused dreams. I pray for anyone here whose blood has been taken to any satanic altar. I withdraw your blood from that altar. In the name of Jesus. I withdraw your blood from the altar. In the name of Jesus. I withdraw your blood from the altar. In the name of Jesus. That is why any dream too of seeing yourself taking examinations that have already passed before. Seeing yourself back to where you used to be. Old classrooms, old house, back as an apprentice, back to primary school, should be taken seriously. Those are dreams of retrogression. It's a device to send you back. I pray for somebody here this morning. Every power that is pressing down your head to prevent you from rising to the level the Almighty wants you to be, I bury that power now. I bury them now. In the name of Jesus. I bury them now. In the name of Jesus. I bury them now. In the name of Jesus. That's why too, any dream of sluggish animals should not be taken lightly. Tortoises, snails, all those sluggish animals. It's a device to reduce your speed. But I pray that the God of Elijah shall increase your speed. Your speed shall increase. In the name of Jesus. You say, sir, I want this revelation power. I want this kind of revelation power. How do I get into the revelation knowledge and use it to fight my battles? Number one, you must surrender your life to Jesus. That is not negotiable. That is, you must become a friend of God. The Bible says, can two walk together except they be agreed? Be a friend of God. Two, you must repent from every known sin that must not be seen in your life. Three, you must live a fasted life. Live a fasted life. The end of this year is an interesting end. The last day is on a Thursday. We fast and come here. We break here Friday morning. And the next Saturday is Palm Sunday again. Very interesting. Amen. Live a fasted life. Jesus said, this kind goeth not forth apart from fasting and prayer. Then pray with expectation. Pray with expectation. Ask the Lord to open your eyes and to open your understanding. It's after that you now begin to wage war against the devices of the enemy that has been specially fashioned against you. That's why the Bible says, no weapon Fashion. It's like somebody going to a tailor to get some dresses sewn. The man will take your measurement and fashion it to fit you. The enemy fashions devices for people. To some people is food. Some is alcohol. Some is the opposite sex. He has made a thorough study. That's why I pray one more time. That every device of the crafty against your life shall be scattered to pieces in the name of Jesus. Rise up on your feet now. But you see, if you are here and you are not born again, you have not just surrendered your life to Jesus, don't waste time. Just rise up where you are and find a way to the altar at the front here or any of the two altars at the back. You have a few minutes to do so. Say, Pastor, I want to surrender my life to Jesus. I too want to receive revelation and disgrace the enemy. Very quickly, rise up on your feet and come while all eyes remain closed. Find a way to the altar very quickly, very quickly. Jesus is waiting for you here. Thank you, Jesus. Those of you at the altar, I congratulate you. You've taken the most important decision in life. Just close your eyes, bow down your heads, and say what I'm going to say after me. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I come before you now. Lord Jesus, come into my life. Take control of my life. As from today, I say bye-bye to the devil. I enter into the kingdom of light. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm going to pray with you now. Father, I thank you for your children. I pray, oh Lord, that you lay your hands upon them. Keep them standing by your power. Lay your hands upon their lives. Today that they have surrendered their lives to Jesus, let their lives no longer remain the same. It is well with you. In Jesus' name we pray. Right there where you are, the counselors will speak with you and they'll give instructions on what they want you to do. You're welcome to the family of Christ. The rest of us, let's remain standing now as we close our eyes. Many of us have suffered for too long. Many have lost what they are supposed to have. Many have been disgraced where they should receive honor. Many have been pursued by the wicked powers of their household. Many have fallen into evil devices. Many have already been caged. Many have been threatened physically and spiritually. Many have their dream lives becoming like a battlefront. Many are rejoicing on the minimum when God has a maximum for them to pursue. Many have been unconsciously caged, and they are not even aware that they are in a cage because of that. Right there where you are, tell the Lord to forgive you of any sin that will make the enemy escape your arrow of prayer today. Begin to ask him to forgive you. It's important you do this very well because of the 14 strange prayers we need to pray now. Strange and powerful prayers. Tell the Lord to forgive you. Any sin in my life, oh Lord, that will assist the enemy to hide from my arrow of prayer, Father, forgive me. Cleanse me by the blood of Jesus. Father, forgive me. Cleanse me by the blood of Jesus. You have an opportunity which you must not waste. Thank you, Jesus. See there what grace, and grace was free. Father, there was multiplied to me. There, my body so finely battered, I've come. Mercy there was great, and grace was free. Mercy there was great, and grace was free. Pardon there was multiplied to me. There my body so fully but you at Calvary. Yes, I live in vanity, I'm fine. No, enough my Lord was crucified. No, it not, it was for me, he that on Calvary. Mercy there was great, and great was free. Pardon there was multiplied to me. There my body soap and liberty at Calvary. Amen. Time for these 14 strange prayers. The agenda of this prayer, as vomited by the Holy Ghost, is to dismantle any device. Whether it's witchcraft device, whether it's familiar spirit, whether it's occultic, wherever it is coming from, it is important that you pray like a man or woman from another world. It is important that your voice roars louder than anyone next to you. Because there are miracles and testimonies attached to all these prayers. And I don't want you to miss out on any one of them. Let all the sisters who are in this meeting shout hallelujah. Is that the loudest hallelujah the sisters can shout? Is that the loudest hallelujah the sisters can shout? It is without volume. I want the sisters to say this after. Say, any power that has accepted witchcraft for my sake. Can I hear the sisters shouting louder? Brothers, let your voice roar like thunder. Everybody together now. Hear the word of the Lord. Be scattered. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Something is happening immediately now. In Jesus' name we pray. I wish you could see what just happened now. That sister here, the powers that have been eating your seed, eating your baby in the womb, those powers have been silenced forever. And before this time next year, we are going to come here with mighty testimonies. That's right. The village witchcraft that has been pursuing anyone here has been scattered to pieces. That person who came here with a breathing problem, right there where you are, breathe in the fire of the Holy Ghost and breathe out, and the aura of that breathing problem will go. Say this loud and clear. Sharp teeth of the enemy over my life. Break my fire in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and declare. Break their sharp teeth. Makapasia likatende rabosa. Rapoli contenda. Palakatende yaboshente rabakonta. Break their sharp teeth. By fire. In the name of Jesus. Break their sharp teeth. Break it. Break it. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Lord, said there is somebody here. The enemy is rejoicing and thinks that you are finished. I have a word to you from the Lord. That those who think you are finished, they are coming to celebrate with you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Say this loud and clear. Satanic devices over my life, be disappointed by fire in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and deal with the devices. Be disappointed by fire. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Who is that woman who brought a baby here with a hole in the heart? Lay your both hands on the head of that baby right there. The two hands. If you need to take the baby out of your back, do so now. Lay your two hands upon the head of the baby. The electric current power of the Almighty will flow through those hands into the baby. And the hole in the heart shall be melted away. That's right. Somebody's been healed from this power of disgraceful skin disease, which is actually a mark of hatred the enemy has placed upon you. The blood of Jesus has wiped them away. This number four prayer, pray with violence and anger. Say, every law of death over my life. Pray in the name of Jesus. Break the law of death. Break it. Thank you, Jesus. Makapata sendi akayabo. Ribasapala kayabo shenta. Manakantarabo. In Jesus' name we pray. Something is going to happen to 10 persons. Your internal organs that have been stolen by the enemy shall return back into position. That's number one. Go back to the hospital to check tomorrow. Number two. Number three. Number four. Number five. Number six. Seven. Number eight. Number nine. And that's number ten. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. The fifth prayer. It is dangerous to allow anybody's voice to overshadow your own. Say, any enchantment acquired from any house I have entered. Can I hear you saying that? Your voice is not loud enough. Die! In the name of Jesus, kill the enchantment. In Jesus' name we pray. That's right. The spirit of torment is departing. The spirit of stroke, of tumors, of migraine, cataract of the eye, evil ringing in the ears, bad breath, evil swelling in the body, bone problems. Yes, those spirits are living now. The spirits behind the burning feet, the asthma, and the problem in the heart. Yes, that spirit is living now. You, the spirit of stiffness in the backbone, of terminal illnesses, of poison in the blood, I bind you and I cast you out. In the name of Jesus. Aha. Thank you, Jesus. This is prayer number six. Say, every biting and swallowing demon, I bind you now. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and begin to bind them. The biting and the swallowing demon, bind them now. In Jesus' name we pray. I wish you could see what is happening here. Jericho walls challenging my breakthrough. Clear the way in the name of Jesus. Deal with the Jericho walls. Piata sali kandayaba. Jericho was challenging my breakthrough. Clear away now. In Jesus' name we pray. These next two prayers. It is dangerous to sit down. It is dangerous to keep quiet. Say, evil dreams others have about me. Can you shout this loud and clear? I cancel you by fire in the name of Jesus. Cancel it. Any evil dream other people are having about you, cancel it in the name of Jesus. As the capote la kaya bo shenderaba. In Jesus' name we pray. The Lord said, there are some people here who have just prayed that last prayer, that within the next 1 week, you shall have uncommon testimonies. Thank you, Jesus. Now say, every power pouring blood on the ground against me, death in the name of Jesus. That's right. Makato sepela kaya bo shenderaba. In Jesus' name we pray. Aha. Every power assigned to number me amongst the wasted. Can I hear you roaring like thunder? There is somebody needs to shout this prayer loud and clear. You are a liar! Die! In the name of Jesus. I refuse to be wasted. Masopola kaya boshendera bosomtia. Zakatende ya boshentera bokosonto yaba. Aha. Yes. 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 In Jesus' name we pray. We have prayed 10 prayers out of 14. The last 4, we're going to pray it just as we're about to go home. Because I want you to go away from here with that anointing upon you. So wherever you enter, darkness should flee. Wherever you enter, tragedy will scatter. So don't go until you pray the last 4. Father, I pray right now for anyone in this meeting right now that has any infirmity in any part of the body. It is written, you yourself bore our infirmities and took away our sicknesses. If you have any sickness on any part of your body, this is the time to lay your hands upon it. Because in the next few seconds, the power of God shall hit you where you are, and plenty of miracles of healing will begin to happen. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus, any spirit of infirmity afflicting anyone here, I bind you and I cast you out. In the name of Jesus. Every curse of infirmity, be broken in the name of Jesus. Receive your healing. Receive it. 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 In the name of Jesus. Every weak organ, receive strength in the name of Jesus. Check your body now. The swollen feet and ankle, the heart problems, the abnormal blood pressure, the irregular heartbeat, the evil growth in the body, problems in the liver, intestine, the kidney, and the bladder. The power of God is removing all these problems. Check your body now. Check it very, very well. Once you notice that you have been healed, don't let the enemy put the problem back. Just find a way quickly to the altar here. I don't want the enemy to put any problem back on you. Come out very quickly. Everybody will say this after me, the way I'm going to say my own. Say, I decree. By the decree of heavens, that as this year is going to an end, I shall not experience sorrow. Bad news shall not be my lot. Every power assigned to make me cry shall be disgraced. Shall be disgraced. Shall be disgraced. Shall be disgraced. My God shall arise and disgrace every oppressor that wants to oppress me. In the name of Jesus. Right there where you are now. There are three songs I want you to sing before we conclude this service. The more aggressively you sing that song, the better for you. It will be dangerous for you to keep quiet. As the kind of warfare singing is going on, make sure that nobody's voice is louder than yours. Make sure that you are singing the song with faith in your heart. The first song I want you to sing, Holy Ghost, I need a change by fire. Can I hear you saying that? Is that the loudest you can shout it? Holy Ghost, I need a change by fire. Yes! Holy Ghost, I need a change by fire. Holy Ghost, I need a change by fire. Yes! Connect me to my miracle. Holy Ghost, connect me to my miracle. Yes. Holy Ghost. Man, the final song I want you to sing like a warrior. Say it after me. Say, jump out. Jump out. Evil arrow in my body. Jump out. I want you to sing it with faith in your heart, with violence. As you are singing it, the power of God will begin to move from person to person. Jump out. Jump out. Jump out, jump out. Evil arrow in my body, jump out. In Jesus' name, jump out, jump out. Jump out, jump out. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Jump out, 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 jump out
are coming out. Jump out, jump out. Jump out in the name of Jesus. Masaka pola kaya bo shenderaba. Something is happening here. Jump out, yes.
Pull arrow in my body, jump.
Silence now. It's happening. All those things you sang. They're coming out. Anything planted into anybody's life is an evil tree that the Lord has not planted. They are uprooted now. They are uprooted now. They are uprooted now. They are uprooted now. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we thank you for what you have done here this morning and for what you shall continue to do. Accept our thanks in Jesus' name. Every miracle here, let it be covered with the blood of Jesus. Affliction will never arise again in Jesus' name. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Bring out your prayer letters and stretch it towards this altar. And let your amen be loud and clear. Father, in the name of Jesus, we spread our letters before you after the order of Ezekiah. Answer them by fire in the name of Jesus. Every prayer request on this paper or written in the tablet of our heart, let them become testimonies in the name of Jesus. I decree upon your life that your miracle will manifest in the name of Jesus. I decree upon your life that every miracle you have lost from January to this day, you shall possess them now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Now, our final four prayers, which I want you to pray with all your strength and all your power. We've got just 1 or 2 minutes to pray them. But those minutes, use them with fire and with power. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. As you pray this first one, anybody who has been caged here in the spirit realm shall be released. And anyone here that has received any evil letter, the evil letter shall be withdrawn. Anyone who has been having attacks from the spirit of death and hell, the attack shall clear away. Say, every satanic alignment against my destiny be scattered now in the name of Jesus. Scatter the alignment of the enemy. In Jesus' name we pray. You will now mention your name. The louder the better. Daniel Olukoya. Alas! Manifest the thunder power of God. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and decree upon your life. Daniel Olukoya, alive. Manifest the thunder power of God. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. So every power issuing curses upon my life, shut up now. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and decree it. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Now say, where is the Lord God of Elijah? Can you shout that loud and clear? Alert! Spit fire into the camp of my enemies. Can I hear the sister shouting this? Let me hear the brothers shouting it loud and clear. Everybody together now. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and declare it. Masete kaya bo shende rabo kontea. In Jesus' name we pray. Father, I cover your children with the blood of Jesus. The Lord will bless you from Zion. And make his face to shine upon you. And be gracious upon you. It is written that you to the hills will raise up your head. From that comes your help. Your help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. Do not suffer your feet to be moved. For it that keepeth you in no slumber, that keepeth Israel shall enter slumber and sleep. The Lord shall keep you going and your coming out. The Lord shall keep you in all your ways. No evil shall befall you. Neither shall any plague move near your camp. It is well with you. It is well with your family. Every tragedy and disaster left in this year shall not be your lot. Wherever you appear, tragedy and sickness shall flee. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.